You are now listening to the English news of Gangtae Radio and Television Station. On the morning of May 30, the Central Organizing Committee held an online conference with 32 provincial and municipal party committees to collect comments on amendments and supplement to Decree No. 132, dated March 8, 2018 of the Politburo, on review and annually evaluate the ranks and quality of collectives and individuals in the political system. Many of the provisions of Decree No. 132 are still applicable 5 years after it was implemented. To further strengthen the system of the party regulations, assure the substance, and enhance the quality of effectiveness of the party's rules, it is required to update and supplement some items in the decree to maintain consistency and synchronization. The outcomes of self-criticism, assessment and classification of the quality of the groups and individuals within the political system help to make substantial strides in the evaluation and usage of CATRA, fulfilling demands and tasks of the new era. On May 29, the City Custom Department held a conference to preliminary review the 5-year implementation of Resolution No. 24, NQTW, dated April 16, 2018 of the Politburo on Vietnam Defense Strategy. In the past 5 years, leaders of agencies and units have also thoroughly grasped and strictly implemented the instructions, orders and training plans of the military zone. Recognizing and praising the achieved results, the chairman urged that the city's military party continue to thoroughly grasp the guidelines, tasks, and solutions of the Vietnam National Defense Strategy, continue to advise the City Party Committee, City People Committee to concentrate on linking economic development with ensuring social security and environmental protection, in conjunction with the planning of military posture and ensuring the needs of defense and security. Gangtae City identifies VSIP Gangtae Industrial Park as one of the key projects of the region, with a planning focus on becoming an environmentally friendly, clean and green industrial park with smart management. The project's first phase covers an area of more than 963 hectares and is located on Vĩnh Thạnh District. With an investment of more than 172 billion VND, the District People Committee has currently constructed a road connecting National Highway 80 to the VSIP Gangtae Industrial Park. Additionally, the 1.2 km route from Vam Cống Bridge to VSIP Industrial Park is in the process of being prepared, finished and having its design documents evaluated. When the two aforementioned roads are finished, a seamless traffic flow will be provided for this industrial park. On May 29 afternoon, the coordinating committee of the project call for Waste-Free Mekong River held a conference to review and share the results of the pilot model in Gangtae City. The project is jointly implemented by the Green Development Support Center, the Natural Resources Research and Rural Development Center and Gangtae City People Committee in Cái Răng Floating Market. The project consists of many practical activities such as devising suitable solutions, promptly evaluating operations and models, organizing drills on waste classification, collecting waste and how to effectively treat waste in households, alongside activities of collecting garbage on Cái Răng Floating Market. In order to effectively organize the National Exit Exam, the Prime Minister requested that the provinces and cities people committees oversee implementation and assume full accountability for the local test. Plan and make all the required preparations for the exam, particularly if it will be held in bad conditions. Enable traveling, meals and accommodation for candidates and their relatives at the test site, especially candidates with disadvantaged circumstances, remote areas, ethnic minorities, mountains, borders and islands. At the same time, implement measures to ensure security and safety for the exam, strengthen effective prevention and control of the use of high technology to cheat in exams. For the summer work plan for 2023, Gangtae City Department of Education and Training requires its subordinating chambers and centers to organize and create conditions for civil servants and employees to get political and professional training in appropriate forms. students to get lesson reviews and cultural knowledge and take summer breaks. Accordingly, units need to ensure absolutely safety for civil servants, officials, employees, and students in organizing summer activities. Activities must be organized in a practical, playful, healthy, safe, and economical manner, with a focus on strengthening propaganda work. Deputy Prime Minister Lê Minh Khai has signed a decision approving the strategy of developing Vietnam rice export market to 2030. The general goal of the decision aims to diversify rice export markets, consolidate traditional and major export markets, and develop new and potential markets, markets that Vietnam has signed the free trade agreement, and increase Vietnam rice shares, especially in developing countries. The specific goal is to increase the proportion of rice exported directly to the distribution system of the market to about 60%, strive to achieve about 25% of Vietnam-branded direct export by 2030. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.